Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in quarter number three of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockavith and Greg Pickle coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. In the previous segment, we looked at the 2019 season. Big questions for the offense to answer. These are themes that we'll probably touch on more and more as the summer unfolds, if we get closer to training camp. We're going to do that on the defensive side of the ball now. And this is an exciting group. I think as much uncertainty as you have on offense that gives you some reservations about penciling in Penn State for anything. There's a lot of variables in Penn State's season, and more of them are on the offensive side of the ball than the defensive side of the ball right now. So with that in mind, I think the general question, Greg, is Penn State's defense ready to be an elite unit? Not a very good one.
Right.
An elite unit, talking top five in the country in terms of however you want to quantify that, scoring, total offense, more anecdotal. Is it good enough to carry the team? Like, if the offense were to struggle, you've seen plenty of teams, Greg, win double-digit games and lean on an elite defense to do it when their offense can have struggles. The question is, if Penn State's offense for some reason were to have its share of issues, is Penn State's defense good enough to still push it in that 9-10 win range?
Yeah, no question. I think that you look at everything Brent Pry and his staff has done the last couple of years on the field, and then you think about what they've done recruiting, and there's just no doubt that they have probably as much talent as they've ever had. And I think that if they can put that together on the field, this could be a top five defense for sure. I believe it was called number two by Bleacher Report. It was called number two by Bleacher Report in one of those preseason pieces, and a lot of the magazines that are coming out are ranking it as among the best defenses in the Big Ten. They do have some questions to answer, though. They have to be better against the run. That's just something that if you look back at their run stats last year, they were brutal. So they have to find a way to be better against the run. And then besides that, they have questions at defensive tackle. They have questions at middle linebacker potentially. And they also have questions at safety they're going to need to be answered. So the talent is there. The ceiling is very high, but they have a lot to figure out too.
And that's why we're here right now, Greg. We're going to look at the individual issues and things. Let me start with the linebacker depth chart, because this is the one part of the depth chart, and maybe defensive end, you know, it depends on who you are, I guess. But this is the one that's driving a lot of the optimism. It's a piece of the depth chart. Even I think in 2018, you were so unsure about it, and they had some struggles recruiting there. This is the year where a lot of the pieces come together, and now you have talent and experience, and you have depth at the linebacker spots. You look at Micah Parsons coming in. You have Cam Brown, who has a chance to be a late career breakout. Like, I think last year was a breakout in some ways, but Cam Brown, I don't know if all America is within his grasp, but like, he can really do some nice things and be an all Big Ten linebacker type and be explosive and rangy and physical, and he can be a punishing tackler. I think there's a lot of ingredients here at linebacker. How good can these guys be in 2019?
Yeah, I think they can be really good. I mean, I think that you're going to see Brandon Smith and Lance Dixon get involved too. And if that's the case, you know, this could be a rotation kind of deal where Penn State, we see them a lot go 4-2-5. And you're going to see Micah Parsons and Cam Brown on the field a lot. And you're going to see Jan Johnson on the field a lot too. But I think you might see some of those other guys work in too when Penn State goes to that sub package. And does it bring an extra corner onto the field? Does it bring an extra safety onto the field? Or does it bring one of its young linebackers who are very rangy and can run on the field? And that's the kind of stuff. Brent Pry is going to have plenty of toys at his disposal this fall, maybe more than he's ever had at Penn State. And because of that, it's going to give them the chance to do something special. And the linebacker group, like I said, it's very it's impressive. I mean, it's deep, and it's probably the fastest linebacker group they have. I know that sounds cliche, but I also think it's true. So you put those two things together with the fact that, you know, Micah Parsons is another year older. Cam Brown finally kept the weight on. Jan Johnson is a very experienced veteran guy. And this group has all the makings of one that can be very special and maybe among the best in the country. Because you're right. I don't know if it's an All-American type of year for Cam Brown, but he's probably not too far away from that.
Along these lines, I think it's interesting to note. So Micah Parsons, we all know he was a wasn't a starter, was more of a quasi-starter type who as his freshman year went on, as he got his legs underneath him, played a bigger and bigger role, led the team in tackles, which is improbable as a true freshman anyway. To do that as a true freshman non-starter, I'd be curious to see how many instances in Penn State history they've had this situation where a non-starting true freshman linebacker led the team in tackles.
I mean,
certainly culturally, going back not even that far, true freshman linebackers were just never going to see the field anyway. So Parsons has that, and I think that he's a no-brainer lead the team in tackles type just because he's the guy that has the most range, can go sideline to sideline. What I want to see is what else are they going to ask him to do? Mm-hmm. All right, so he's got a grasp of the offense. His first step is going to be quicker because he all understands the offense better. He's going to be in a position where, you know, much more so than as a true freshman, he's just going to be able to read and react and not think about football, just get out there and play it and do it and use those incredible athletic skills that he has. Are they going to use him more? Are you going to see him more in space? Are you going to see him rushing the passer? You're going to see him being used in a more aggressive capacity. I think if you're, you know, Brent Pry and you're focused on putting your guys in positions to be successful, I think that's the logical next step for Micah Parsons. You know, how much are we going to see him wrecking plays from behind the line of scrimmage?
Yeah. And how much are we going to see him do some other things? You know, whether that's maybe see him on offense, or Joe Lorig has, I think he was joking, but talked about him maybe returning kick. God, that takes you back to the Gerald Hodges thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
A low point in the Bill O'Brien era.
Gerald Hodges was a spectacular athlete.
Yes.
But Micah Parsons is a better athlete.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, that's not me endorsing the whole notion of it.
Right.
But I think it's not quite apples and oranges, but I think Parsons is a more complete athlete than Hodges was, just for whatever that's worth.
Yeah, I agree. So are we going to see him do more? Are they going to give him more responsibility, or do they still feel like he needs to learn and master the stuff at linebacker that – they need him to, and on special teams. So we'll have to wait and see. I mean, there were a handful of times toward the end of the season when Brent Pry got pretty aggressive blitzing Micah, and he got to the backfield, but he didn't get to the passer. And that's one area I know he wants to improve this season. I think we will see him improve. But the question just becomes, at what point are you putting too much on his plate?
Yeah. Is there such a thing?
Right. Fair point.
I tend to believe that Penn State's not really going to mess around too much with taking him out of where his strengths are. We'll see. We'll see if I'm right or wrong about that. I can't imagine we're going to see Micah on kickoff duty, but maybe he brings something to the table that others don't. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're looking ahead to Penn State's 2019 season. The segment brought to you by GoPSURB.com, where they too are looking ahead to the 2019 season, specifically the start of it. A few more days left. Time is starting to run out for their buy one, get one free deal. Runs through the end of June. So if you haven't gone to GoPSURV.com to check it out yet, or if you haven't called Mark at 1-800-519-8467, you better do it ASAP. This is for both the home opener against Idaho and the second game of the season against Buffalo. You buy an RV, you get one for free for the same weekend. Bring friends, bring family. You can bring twice as many people along. Everybody who comes gets a free 409 Tailgate Club meal, and it's just a great way to take in a Penn State football weekend, and it is a full weekend of tailgating. As I mentioned, the buy one, get one goes through the end of June, but they got a lot of awesome stuff to offer at GoPSURV.com all year long. Check them out and check out what they have to offer. More defensive questions. I think, you know, is there a more uncertain position on the depth chart than safety right now. It's not to say that safety is going to be a liability or anything, but there's, I think, how that safety rotation plays out is just something I don't have any idea right now. You could maybe say the same thing at wide receiver. You could say the same thing, you know, about the guards, I guess, but there's a lot more up in the air at safety than yeah. probably any other position on the roster. There's good options.
There are great options, but Tim Banks, you know, was pretty clear about the fact that it's going to be an open competition, even with Garrett Taylor, who I think we both assume is going to be the starter there, that, you know, they're not just going to hand these guys jobs. They're going to have to go out and earn it. And that's a good thing and a bad thing for sure. And I think when you look at it, it's probably going to be Garrett Taylor and Lamont Wade as the starters. I think Jaquan Brisker will eventually work his way into the rotation, as will Jonathan Sutherland. But I do think that we're looking at a Lamont Wade, Garrett Taylor pairing out of the gate. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe camp will change things. Maybe it won't. But those two would be my picks at this point in time.
But, you know, there are shades of gray with that, too. Just as we said, Micah Parsons was a non-starter, but he played enough snaps to more or less be a starter. Is that Jonathan Sutherland at safety? You know, if whoever the odd man out when it comes to starting duties, that shouldn't mean that they're non-factors. I think you're going to see a rotation. Maybe Jaquan Brisker gets in there too, where your starters just don't play as high a percentage of snaps as some other positions.
And there's not necessarily anything wrong with that. I mean, it's a little bit weird.
No, I don't think so.
It's definitely a little bit, you know, unnormal or abnormal, I guess would be the way to put it. But it's not anything wrong with it. It's just the way that, you know, Penn State might do it, because that might end up giving it the best chance to win.
Yeah, and I think that's what everybody's here for. So that, as we mentioned, just because you have questions about how things are going to unfold at safety, I don't really have questions about, you know, can that group be effective, because I think that they can be. It's just a matter of how that group looks. At cornerback, is Tariq Castro-Fields ready to jump in? I think he's got potential to be better than both Christian Campbell and Amani Overwaria. He's got potential to be that.
Right.
The question is he as a junior, and do you end up having, you know, a pretty elite pairing there with John Reed and Tariq Castro-Fields? Some good depth behind them, too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious to know if Donovan Johnson's healthy. I assume that he is. We'll have to wait and see. So Terry Smith is on a nice little run here. He talked recently about how beneficial all the guys to go to the NFL is for recruiting. And they have a couple more guys this year who could make that jump following the season. Now, I know that that requires some projections, and some guys are going to have really good seasons. But to me, this is a strength of the team, no question. They have just so much depth there. And I just love what Tariq Castro-Fields can do. And I think the rest of the Big Ten is going to find out just how good he is this season.
Here's a question that I don't think needs an immediate answer, but how terrifying can the defensive ends be? If that group is as good as we think it can be, then this defense has a chance to be outstanding. So we're going to keep looking at 2019. This is our player profile series. We're going to take a quick break and make our way through the roster. We've got three tight ends to cover right after this.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.